Rolls live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 60.
Who cares?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason, and I don't care.
Aren't you, like, almost on vacation?
Why do you think I don't care?
So you just don't care?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here, because you'll be mad at me if I wasn't.
Are you all packed and ready to go?
Hell no.
No?
When have I ever been on time for anything?
But you're, like, leaving in a few hours.
Yeah, so what? Oh. I'll make the wife do it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I've been so busy today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, I'm just not ready because I was too busy wrapping things up before I, you know, it's only a 4-day vacation and I'm making it like I'm going to be gone for 6 months, which I wish I was, praying to God.
Oh, okay.
But hey, I'm going to be in Florida. So you Florida guys, if you want to meet up for a couple of drinks, I'm staying at the, I don't know, what is it, the Holiday Inn?
Holiday Inn in Orlando.
Yeah, right outside the
Universal?
Yeah.
You're going to have a rockin' time.
I hope so. But Friday night, I'm going to be down at TGI Fridays getting liquored up. Drinks around you. Show up and say hi.
Yeah.
And bring the credit card.
Okay.
That's
well,
it.
You want me to hit you up with some news?
Yeah, because I haven't had enough time to really look into the news, so you're going to be informing the world and me.
Well, I was listening to this podcast yesterday from Auto Week.
Okay.
They had a guest on. His name is Jim Queen. He's the global project engineer for GM. And some interesting information
came
out of that podcast. Well, first off, I don't think it's any big secret that, you know, they unofficially announced that GM is going to show a convertible Camaro at the 2007 North American International Auto Show in Detroit.
Yeah, I knew about that since April. Well, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that for the very first time.
Well, you know, they're trying to get it out of him, but he wasn't going to say officially that it will be. But
well, realistically, who didn't see this coming? I mean,
exactly.
Why wouldn't they do this?
They did it with the Mustang the next year, so
that's right.
Why wouldn't they do it? Some other things they were talking about was what else was there?
I don't know.
SS strategy. He was none too happy with the current SS strategy.
Why not?
Just didn't like the way it was going.
Slapping the SS badge on too many different things that didn't deserve it?
Probably.
That seems to be the biggest concern
about
that.
So I think they need to go and revisit that. Mm-hmm. At least that's what he said.
I think the SS is always meant to be the upper echelon of things, not just like, hey, we got a whole line of it. It's like we got a whole line of cars and a few select ones managed to get the SS package.
Yeah.
You know, like the Trailblazer SS, I think that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, that's...
Heck yeah.
That's SS, you know, all-wheel drive V8.
Yep. Cobalt SS.
Badass. Yeah. Malibu SS, it's nice that they made it sporty, but it's starting to get out of that realm where it doesn't seem to it doesn't fit quite as well as what it would on Camaro.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Corvette SS just sounds stupid.
They also mentioned Buick and Pontiac in the podcast where, as they said, they need to start focusing more on performance again back with Pontiac.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
And I wonder if they're going to do that, though.
Well, they mentioned something about the new Grand Prix possibly being one of those Australian cars. I don't know.
Holden?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. The Holden HSV?
Yeah.
Is that what
like,
it is?
I may be way off, and if I'm wrong, somebody fire me an email.
I'm probably
way
out in left field.
HSV is kind of like in the Ford's SVT.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I don't live in Australia.
Something like that. So. They're also looking at Cadillac to compete with a BMW 1 Series car. So something like a low-level entry Cadillac.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I don't know. It'll probably piss off the Cadillac purists, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I paid $67,000 for my car. Now they're building one that costs $35,000. God damn.
Yeah, so, well, that's basically, of a lot of things that they talked about. They delved into each individual division. You know, they talked about Hummer and how they love Hummer and they want to throw more products at Hummer. They talked about Buick and how Buick is more elegant, and they've come out with a lot more products now with the LaCrosse. The what is that new one that's coming out?
The Enclave?
The Enclave. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's not right. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Enclave.
I thought an Enclave was something that you stuck metal in to heat up and purify.
Or was it the Arcadia?
Arcadia? I don't know, man. I've been so
Enclave?
Wound up with other
cars. I don't know. It's one
I'm
of
lost.
Those vehicles, yeah.
I could go back to doing my bad yeah. Thurston Howell III impression.
Well, anyways, if you want to listen to the whole thing, go to autoweek.com and listen to it yourself.
Sorry, man. I totally ruined this for you.
That's okay. It's just a rehash anyway.
Like I said, I don't care. I don't give a crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's move on to something.
I don't know, like what? Funny. We didn't even script. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us about our friends.
Our good friends, Corey and Joel, who do a podcast. They do a comedy podcast, and they're also from the Detroit area. Well, they posted something on one of the podcast forums that I visit. They like to do funny promos for other podcasts, you know, to help support them and promote their own show. Well, they did a few for us, so we thought we'd go ahead and play one for you.
All right.
Cue it up, Jason.
All right.
Hey there, Camaro Z28 podcast fans. My name is Joel.
And I'm Corey.
And we're the hosts of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We do our own podcast, but it's a comedy podcast, not really about cars.
We don't talk about cars, but we talk about the things you care about, like getting laid, what's on TV, and what the hell we ate this week.
Yeah, you know, it's a guy show. It's kind of a nerdy guy show, and we just want you guys to listen. You can get it at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
And we do this show every week here from Ferndale, Michigan, right up the street from the Camaro boys.
Yeah, and right up the street we do it. So when you're driving around in your Camaro, maybe you're going to the drive-thru window. Yeah.
Look, if you're not busy picking up a Denny's waitress or getting a haircut for that stupid mullet of yours,
yeah,
park that Camaro in your driveway in Hazel Park and listen to the Corey and Joel Radio
eject
show.
The Motley Crue cassette, plug your iPod in with your cassette adapter,
yeah,
and fire up the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We think you'll love it.
That was pretty good. I think they touched on almost all the stereotypes of being a Camaro owner.
That's right. They had rat in the background.
Well, of course.
They mentioned, I don't know, trying to pick up a Denny's waitress, which, you know, I don't know if it's exactly Camaro related, but
yeah,
it sure does fit.
The mullet.
The yeah. Motley Crue cassette.
Yeah. The references to Hazel Park. Those who aren't from around the Detroit area, Hazel Park is pretty much a rundown kind of white trash neighborhood. So, of course, that has to fit in with the Camaro stereotype.
They're funny guys.
But
it's all in good fun. That's right. We're going
to
try and, like, crash their studio.
Yeah.
And we're going to, like, you know, wear our Bubba teeth and our... You know, baseball hats
somebody
with the mullets
posted
and everything.
Somebody posted on their message board that they should get us in studio and do a pop culture.
Yeah, an IQ test and pop culture.
Yeah.
they surely can't think that we're actually that stupid.
Right.
But we do think that they're that stupid. So you suck, Corey and Joel. And no. We hope you're listening to this. So eat me.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. I'm on vacation. Screw it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
they made a couple of them, a few of them actually for us, and we'll play another one at the end where the usual goofiness goes.
Yeah.
If you got kids, maybe you might want to turn them away on that one.
Yeah.
there's one or two references that, you know, kids don't need to hear.
Okay. Well, hey, I found this cool thread.
Oh, stop!
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
Yeah, I thought you got away with that one, didn't you?
Oh, no. I was waiting.
I had my finger almost on the button. Jerk.
So I just saw this thread this week.
Oh?
Yeah, in the lounge. Of all places, the lounge, you know. I don't think we've ever had a thread of the week from the lounge. But anyways, I thought it was kind of cool because the name of the thread was called What Was the First Forum You Ever Joined?
Okay.
And a lot of people, their first forum they ever joined was ours.
Well, shit, it's been 10 years. Damn.
I just thought it was pretty neat.
I mean, I think there were 6 forums on the whole damn internet when we started.
I don't think there was any when we started.
No, there was a few. There was
no threaded forums.
Right. Yeah.
There was, you know, those forums where all the messages were like on one page, not threaded.
Oh, God.
You got to pick and choose.
Those were such a nightmare to go through.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, that's the reason why I wanted the threaded message board. And that's the reason why we had it.
Yep. We were the first threaded automotive message board.
That's right. Eat it, everybody else.
Did I mention I'm on vacation?
Yeah. Very loose show this week.
Well, there's nearly not much else to talk about, to be perfectly honest. I mean, we kind of covered some little tidbits last week, but there's nothing this week. You know, there's nothing.
No Camaro news.
I wish I had the cricket thing lined up because there's nothing. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is this the way it's going to be for...
I hope not.
How long, man? Because now it's quiet because we all know they're gearing up.
Right.
You know, and they might
Something's going on down under. Have time to
make a big fanfare news release and all that because they're too busy putting their efforts elsewhere. That's the only thing I can think of as happening.
I think
right
we might
now.
Have to put in a call to one of our friends and see what's going on.
Yeah.
See if we can get some more information we can spread.
Now, who to call?
Yeah.
We'll have to think about that one after the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so.
Good.
But, you know, since we don't have any emails or voicemails to go through this week, again.
Well, just in case you want to call us or email us, here it is. Do it, damn it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
So
it's not hard. I mean, you guys, you know, you talk all day on the board, you know.
We should just start picking stuff out of the message board.
We should start digging up phone numbers and calling them.
We did have a couple replies to our podcast posts in the podcast section of the message board.
Yeah.
So they thought we were doing better.
Either that or we're so damn good that they're just enamored. They don't know what to say. They're stunned.
I know. Well.
Yeah. We're going to still be here, so just sit back, relax. And if you get, you know, bored or think of something actually creative, give us a call.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I just don't care.
You just don't care because you're going on vacation, lucky
bastard. It's only
4 days.
It's just...
Yeah, but still, you're getting out of this godforsaken state, Michigan, where it's 40 degrees and 29 degrees in the morning, frost on your car, and you're going nice 85-degree weather. So
sunny and 85.
You can suck it.
No, you, my friend, can suck it while you're scraping your windshield off, and I'm riding the damn Spider-Man ride at Universal Studios because that's where we're going, so...
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that's going to wrap things up.
Let's get the hell out of here. You go to Florida.
I really hope we have something, you know, to talk about next week.
Yeah, we will.
And it ain't going to be my vacation because I'm not going to bore the crap out of everybody just saying, oh, yeah, and then we rode the Spider-Man ride right after the Hulk ride and blah, 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 blah. And then I got busted for a hooker in the back seat of my rental car that I stole. Well, I guess we're going to end it with the obligatory thanks for listening and stay subscribed. And
you betcha.
And all that. And I'm out of here.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hey there, Camaro Z28 podcast fans. This is Joel.
And I'm Corey.
And we do our own show. It's called the Corey and Joel Radio Show. It's a comedy show.
We don't talk about cars.
No, we talk about girls and pop culture and, you know, getting laid. Fun stuff.
But if
stuff.
We did talk about cars, we'd know that the Camaro is an excellent car to get a hand job in from a Denny's waitress.
It really is. It's a good car to go to the rallies drive-thru in.
Sure.
And I'm sure you've got fuzzy dice hanging from the
So when you're cruising Hazel Park and you're listening to the Camaro Z28 podcast.
Yeah, wherever you live.
Come on over and listen to our show.
Yeah, just come listen to us. It's at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We do it every week.
Live from Ferndale, Michigan, rocking the Detroit area and parts beyond.
Yeah, so put the 8-tracks away, fire up the iPod, and listen to our show, the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Have a big mouth Mountain Dew and a big old joint, and enjoy the Corey and Joel Radio Show.